Welcome, dear listeners, to another captivating episode of Stories of India, where we dive into the rich tapestry of Indian fiction. I'm your host, Emily, and today, we embark on a journey through the vibrant and diverse world of Indian storytelling. Whether you're a fan of ancient epics, modern novels, or thrilling short stories, there's something here for everyone. So, sit back, relax, and let your imagination take flight as we explore the magical realms of Indian fiction. Our episode today is a delightful mix of traditional and contemporary Indian fiction. We'll start with a timeless classic from Indian mythology, followed by a captivating excerpt from a modern Indian novel. Finally, we'll conclude with a short story that blends the mystical with the mundane. Let's begin our journey with a story from the ancient Indian epic, the Mahabharata. The Mahabharata is one of the longest epic poems in the world, filled with tales of heroism, love, betrayal, and divine intervention. One of the most intriguing stories is that of Arjuna and his journey to obtain the powerful weapon, the Pashuptastra. Arjuna, one of the Pandava brothers, knew that to win the great war of Kurukshetra, he needed divine weapons. He decided to meditate upon Lord Shiva to obtain the Pashuptastra, a weapon of immense power. Arjuna's penance was intense and unwavering. He stood on one leg, arms raised, eyes closed, in deep meditation. Days turned into weeks, and weeks into months, but Arjuna did not move. His devotion caught the attention of Lord Shiva, who decided to test him. Disguised as a hunter, Shiva approached Arjuna and challenged him to a duel. The battle was fierce, but Arjuna's determination and skill impressed Shiva. Revealing his true form, Shiva blessed Arjuna and granted him the Pashuptastra. This divine weapon would later play a crucial role in the epic battle of Kurukshetra, demonstrating that true devotion and perseverance can achieve the impossible. From the ancient to the contemporary, our next story is an excerpt from Arundhati Roy's The God of Small Things, a modern classic that has captivated readers worldwide. Set in the lush, tropical state of Kerala, this novel weaves a poignant tale of forbidden love, social discrimination, and the innocence of childhood. In The God of Small Things, we follow the lives of Rahel and Esther, fraternal twins whose world is shattered by tragic events. Their story is told with such lyrical beauty and emotional depth that it lingers in your mind long after you've turned the last page. Here's a short excerpt,